We were late for rehearsal at church, and it was kind of my fault.
Everybody makes mistakes. It's important to ask for forgiveness and to give it, too. Well, hey there. My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to Keys for Kids. Thanks for stopping by today. I've got a really funny story for you, but first I want to share some scripture. This is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53. I'll read verses 5 and 6. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And now for our story, it's entitled, Forget Your Shoes. Lexi dangled her feet off the bunk bed as her sister got ready for their Christmas program rehearsal. I'm going to mark my script so I don't miss any of my lines, Lexi said. She stuck her pen in her princess purse. Girls, we need to be at church soon. Mama stuck her head in the door. What? You're not even dressed? We should have left already. Anna poked her head out of the closet. But I can't find my shoes. Forget your shoes. Just come on. Mama rushed away to check on the twins. By the time everyone was loaded in the van, Mama was downright angry. This happens every time we need to go somewhere, Mama said. I'm so sick of being late. As Mama was about to shut the van door, she looked at Anna's feet and gasped, Anna, where are your shoes? Anna looked like she was about to cry. You said to forget them. Mama let out an exasperated groan. Get your shoes now, and if you're not back in 1 minute, I'm leaving. 5 minutes later, Anna climbed into the van, shoes in hand. Mama fussed as they pulled onto the street. Anna, how could you possibly think I meant for you to go without shoes on a day this cold? And Lexi, that is the last time I want to see you lollygagging when you should be getting ready. Just then the radio began to play a song that the twins had been singing all week. Their 3-year-old voices quickly chimed in with the music. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Mama stopped yelling. Then she let out a big sigh. I'm sorry, girls, she said. I've been so concerned with blaming you for making us late that I forgot why we're going to rehearse for the Christmas program in the first place, to tell others about Jesus. The truth is, I wasn't ready on time either. But I didn't want to admit that, so I made you feel bad about it instead. Will you forgive me? Anna and Lexi looked at each other. Forgive you? Lexi asked. Mama nodded. Sometimes parents make mistakes, too. Jesus is still working to make me more like him, just like he is with you. Anna smiled. Yes, Mama, she said. We forgive you. So how about you? Have you ever heard your parents say things they later regret? Just like you, parents make mistakes. The good news is that Jesus is still working on all of us. So remember that when your parents fall short, Jesus has forgiven you, and he wants you to show his love to others by forgiving them too. And guess what? That includes your parents. Ephesians 4:32 says, And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. And our key thought today, forgive your parents. There's something strange happening down Gilead Lane. A mysterious new neighbor has everyone talking. But what's the real story? Brooke and Michael Morrison hunt down the truth about Crazy Grace. To discover how God helps them through all the drama, head over to keysforkids.org and click shop to pick up the first season of Down Gilead Lane. Well, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.